is rising above, and I'll hum a soft tune that I wrote just for you. And a Sunday morning waltz. Just for you, and a Sunday morning waltz of love. Sunday morning waltz. Thank you very much. Thank you.
I told you I was going to tell you a little bit more about ramps. If in West Virginia, they grow so rapidly that if you're in the forest and you're leaning up against a tree and you kind of doze off, you know, you got to watch, you got to be very careful. That didn't work. Okay. Here's what you need to know. Tomorrow night, starting at about 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock, something like that, down at the VFW Hall. Now, for those of you who aren't from around here, just right at the entrance of the college, just a block over, the VFW Hall is right there. And they're doing a ramp feed tomorrow night. Now, that would be a very unique local event. So if you're here from out of state and out of the region and you want to see a real slice of real West Virginia, get to the ramp feed tomorrow night. It's kind of fun. Now, then on Saturday, starting at 10 o'clock in the morning, they start the ramp festival and cook-off in the city park, and you just drove by the city park on your way in. That's a real good event because people will prepare food that contains ramps in a wide variety of methods and manners and tastes, and you get to sample it. That's the whole point of it. And so you get a little cup, and you know everybody gives you a little piece of what they're cooking, and you can watch them cook it right in front of your very tear-ridden eyes. And it's another very unique West Virginia event. Now, that's in the city park. It starts at 10. It's going to start with a very stirring rendition of the National Ramp-thum. For those of you that have never heard the National Ramp-thum, it's an experience to be, I don't know, to try to forget in a hurry, probably.
We're ready?
Oh, we're not ready. Okay. Oh, yeah, they got to bring them. Machine out. So, also in the unlikely event that some of you are unaware that Augusta produces a five-week summer program. Just imagine Spring Dulcimer Week times five, and add crafts and dance and vocals and music classes, folklore classes, folk art for kid classes. Expand this week that you've had times five times another 200 classes. That gives you just a beginning of a feeling of what summer Dulcimer, summer Augusta's like. For those of you that are interested in it, gee whiz, we've got some catalogs for sale, or we got catalogs available. You can also get full details on the website. So just in case you got something else, nothing to do, and you need some more of Augusta, come on back in the summertime. It's really great. If you like Spring Dulcimer Week, you'll love a week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, 4 weeks, which goes for 5 weeks here in the summertime. Now, wrapping up tonight's concert is Tina Bergman, who's teaching beginning hammer dulcimer this year for the first time. She first came to Augusta to take Sam Rosetta's beginning hammer dulcimer class at Winter Augusta probably 12, 13 years ago. Tina taught her first workshop at the age of 12, not here, and has conducted week-long courses at music camps and festivals across the country. Tina is from the Cleveland area and plays with two bands. One's a contra dance band called Strings and Things, and the other's a trio called the Bergman Brothers. Tina tells me she's the head brother, and if you were out in the lobby last night when she was jamming with Jerry Milnes and Woody Simmons, you'd know why she's called the head brother. Tina, come on out.
Thank you. I've never been introduced by an onion before, but there's been a lot of firsts this week, but I think that's the weirdest. Well, I'm going to start off tonight with a couple of my favorite tunes, and you'll probably hear that several times in the set, as short as it is, because so many of these tunes are my favorites. The first one is a 1930s string band rag by a group called the East Texas Serenaders. It's called the Combination Rag. Now, the second one, I have to ask you a question. How many people know Betty Boop? First about everybody. How many people know of the same era, Coco the Clown and his dog Bimbo? Anybody? Oh, a lot of people. This is great. Well, this the second tune in the set is a tune that we like to call The Control of Earth. And it's a tune from a black and white cartoon from Coco and Bimbo. And in this cartoon, they find the control room to the planet Earth. And it is full of knobs and levers and buttons. And they go in there and they're having a great time. They're making it day and night and day and night. And they make it flood, and then there's a drought. And then they find a wheel and the Earth is going the wrong way on its axis. And then all of a sudden, the dog notices this big button on the wall, and it says, "Absolutely never push this button." So of course, three quarters of the cartoon is the dog trying to push the button and the clown trying to stop him. And of course, he succeeds and all chaos breaks loose. And that's when this tune comes to life. So hold on to your seats. Combination Rag and the Control of Earth. Thank you. you. I think next I'm going to play a waltz, a Venezuelan waltz called La Partida. And I usually play it with a bass player, another one of the Bergman brothers. And actually, it's kind of an interesting fact. I'm marrying that one. So there you go. I'll let you figure that one out. But it's La Partida. It's a Venezuelan waltz. And Brian and I usually play it as a bass and hammer dulcimer fandango. So here we go. As Gordon said, I've been playing this, the hammer dulcimer, since I was 8, and I found out pretty early that it was a good thing if you got up on stage, because people would clap for you, and how great that was. And when I was about 8, I was a real ham, and I loved being up on stage. And I used to compete a lot in a lot of the local dulcimer competitions, and I was really very self-critical. And I would get up there, and I'd be playing along, and I'd make a mistake, and I'd shake my head, and I'd frown, make all sorts of faces. And I'd get down, and my dad'd say, "Tina, nobody knew you made a mistake until you told them." So of course it went in one ear and out the other, because when you're eight, you know, you don't listen to anything the big people say, really. And so a long time later, I started thinking about this. And I started thinking, wow, you know, nobody knows that I just made a mistake. So now when I make a mistake, I think about how many people probably don't know, and then I get a big cheese-eating grin on my face. So if you see me up here smiling for no apparent reason, you can assume something's amiss, but just don't come up and tell me how many times I did that throughout the concert. That's one thing.
Thank you.
Thank you. Well, I'm going to finish off my set with a great tune that I learned from a student of mine who's actually been to Augusta quite a bit. And she was the kind of student who, from day one, just had me captivated. She had so much energy. And every time she came, she would have a new tune to show me, something that she heard somewhere, and she had to have it. And so it got to the point where she was giving me so much good music that I told her that I couldn't take her money anymore because I felt guilty because I was getting so much good music in return. So we just started trading tunes for lessons, and I think I still think I came out on top with some of these tunes. I'd like to take just a second and thank everybody who's made this possible. Bobby, the sound man, is fabulous, so let's give him a big round of applause. Thanks, Bobby. And I've had a wonderful time here. It's exceeded all expectations, and I want to thank my students in particular for not fighting back when I pinched them for hitting the wrong note twice in a row. Especially the one, you know, she hit that wrong note a lot, so I kicked her in the ankle, so. Ships are sailing. Thanks a lot. Thank you.
Yeah. Listen, while you're in an applauding mood, let's hear it again for Linda and Wes Thompson, Molly Freibert, Neil and Colleen Walters, Rob Brereton, Sam Rosetta, Saverio Minucci, and Tina Bergman. All right? What a great show. Okay, now save just a little bit. It's a little bit for Bob and Dale and Debbie. Yeah. All right. Now, before we turn off the lights, don't forget that within a couple of minutes, probably anywhere along in the hallways and back in the lounge area, jams are going to start breaking out, okay? And jamming is as much of the Augusta experience as your classes are. So get in there and jam. Good night. See you in the summer.